Good morning. It's 8:50 a.m., 10 minutes and 9 on a Friday morning, March the 24th, 2017. Day one of Novelrama. I've already got 2,000 words behind me, which is why I'm late getting underway. I got up, I started writing. I didn't let myself do anything else. I got a cup of coffee, and I started grinding out words. So, 4,250, just 5,000 more words and I'll have reached my goal, 4,250, of 6,250 for the day, which will put me at 25,000 words by end of day Monday if I manage to do it all 4 days. So, yay for Novelrama. I've gotten into the story. I need to get the story completed so that I can go back through and figure out what's going on. There are lots of conversations. There are lots of things that are happening, but there's I'm gonna have to go through and put in a lot more atmospheric, a lot more. A lot more meat. I'm getting a lot of bone here, but I don't have a lot of meat on them. But it's okay. It's good. So I wasn't going to walk today because when I got up, it was raining and blowing a gale. It was the wind that woke me up. It's still blowing a gale, but at least it stopped raining. And the wind, of course, dried everything off pretty quickly. There's still puddles here and there. There's still dampness around. Board fences are damp. I'll probably find puddles in the ditch down here when I get there. And I'm chugging along pretty fast. I'm trying to get out of this wind. It's very uncomfortable, in part because where the wind gets through, it just cuts. And I'm all bundled up so that inside the jacket, I'm actually too warm. Let me see. Put the hood back a little bit. Wind's behind me now, so it's not blowing in my face. So I wrote from 6 to 8, and then I got to the end of my 8 o'clock block, and I was just thinking about taking a little break, and the doorbell rang. 8 o'clock on what I thought was a Saturday, but it's really a Friday. 8 o'clock in the morning on a Friday, doorbell rings, and it's True Green. They want to come and do aeration and overseeding. I was like, no, you just had that done. Just did it in the fall. Why would I want it again? And he pulled out his, you know, and he's got the right address and everything. And I said, I don't really want it. I particularly don't want it at 8 o'clock in the morning when everybody in the house except me is still asleep, because that's going to be noisy. But I really don't need it. I still have the plugs laying around from last fall. So yeah, I turned them away. They said they'd cancel it, so. It's not on my to-do list today. That's the problem with True Green, is that once you get something in their schedule, it's always there and you can't get it off. I need some breakfast today. I need some serious breakfast. I had oatmeal yesterday. Oh, am I gonna have to make a grocery run today? I hope not. If I go today, I'm gonna have to go tomorrow. Bummer. That'll take a chunk out of the day. Well, I only need 5 more hours. I only need 5 more blocks. So if I get back, I get breakfast by 10, get another block before lunch, a couple of blocks after lunch. Well, it still leaves 2 blocks. Well, 2 blocks this evening. Maybe I can do better this afternoon than 2 blocks. If I get 2 more blocks in before lunch, that would be ideal. It's 9 o'clock now. Get done breakfast by 10. I'll be back by 10 past 9. Yeah, okay. Oh. So the story is tickling along. It's weird. It's still kind of flat and shallow. I need to deepen it a bit. But it's very much Seeker's Tale. Everybody is looking for something, and they keep changing what they're looking for. Bottom of that ditch has got water in it. It's also green, 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 yellow. This tree here beside the sidewalk is greening up nicely. Say it with me, monk post. Ah, sun is trying to break through. It's burning the clouds down a little bit. Yesterday, Colorado weather broke a record, I think. Had something happen I'm not sure has ever happened here before. We had record tied for the record high at 76 degrees. And there was a blizzard warning up at the Palmer Divide last evening. So, tied for record high and a blizzard warning in the same 24-hour period. That's one for the books. So, I wasn't terribly surprised to get up and find that this morning was stormish. I was a little surprised that it had broken up so quickly. They were saying there's a chance of rain and snow here. Before noon, which would not have surprised me in the least. So when I got up and it was blowing a gale and drizzling, I was like, I'm not going out in that. But when I came out to answer the door for the True Green guy, it was... I know it's windy, but it's not raining. You can use the exercise, get the blood flowing, get things moving, get my brain pumped. Go back, get something to eat, dig in again. I'm not talking. I'm breathing. I'm not walking that fast. It's not like I'm completely out of breath or anything. I am trying to get back. I am headed for the barn. In my head, I'm trying to decide what am I going to have for breakfast. Probably something with cholesterol. I had a bagel at 6 o'clock just to tide me over, get a little carbohydrate in my system. Thank you.
it's a lot colder. It's a lot colder walking into the wind. Hope it's not messing with the audio too much. The microphone has a wind guard on it, but it's not terribly robust. And while it's tucked up under the bill of my cap, I'm walking with my head down because, oh, that's cold. Probably still can hear it. It's whistling through my ears. Well, past my ears. I hope it's not whistling through. With my head down, I can't tell how far I've been. Ah, park. Okay, I made it this far. I'm waking the gazebo. These little trees are putting out some blossom buds. The one I thought was dead is putting out a few buds. Took my gloves off and now I wish I hadn't. Last street. Walking up to the gate. The point where I can say, yes, tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.